Some veterans returning from active service navigate anxiety, PTSD and injuries sustained during their service. Prescription opioids and narcotics can help with mental health and pain management, but also may come with a host of risks that include addiction and overdose. Some veterans are turning to alternative methods to avoid opioids, including medical cannabis. The opioid crisis has been documented in news articles, scientific journals and government bodies like Veterans Affairs, or VA, the Department of Health and Human Services and the Center for Disease Control, or CDC. During 2019, opioid-related deaths accounted for 70% of overdoses, according to the CDC. In the last year, from April 2020 to 2021, the CDC recorded 75,673 deaths due to opioid use. 19 fentanyl-related deaths were recorded in Boulder County alone, according to the Colorado Sun. Veterans can sometimes face an increased risk as they often receive prescriptions for opioids to relieve the stressors of integrating back into civilian life. All of these factors can intensify the negative health consequences associated with prescription opioid misuse and can greatly increase the chance for overdose and accidental injury. Accordingly, veterans represent a vulnerable population at disproportionate risk of PO misuse and overdose, a 2015 article from the National Institute of Health stated. Combating the crisis, Veterans Affairs, or VA, instituted the Opioid Safety Initiative in 2017, reduces the reliance on opioid pain medication for pain care and increases non-prescription drug treatment plans. According to VA Press Secretary Terrence L. Hayes, the VA has reduced use of opioid medication 63% between 2012 and 2021. The VA recognizes the risks and challenges veterans experience with long-term opioid use, Hayes explained, and the organization now mandates that any use of opioids be prescribed with the safety of individual veterans in mind. The effects of opioid and narcotic addiction are still being felt, whether prescribed by the VA or not. Veterans Community Project, or VCP, Director of Veteran Services Cami Cadwell has seen veterans struggle through suicidal ideation and severe anxiety after coming off of opioids. One veteran housed by VCP was prescribed opioids following a car accident, Cadwell said, which then turned to heroin addiction and homelessness. After 8 years of addiction, that veteran finally got sober and found support, Cadwell explained, but not all are so fortunate. Looking for alternative medicines to avoid addictive prescriptions, some veterans are turning to cannabis. Ashley Wallace, U.S. Army veteran, Longmont resident and minority veterans member, served as a paralegal, stationed near the demilitarized zone in South Korea with the 2nd Infantry Division, as well as with the 1st Infantry Division in Germany. Wallace said she experienced anxiety, panic attacks and insomnia associated with PTSD, which led to more than a decade with prescriptions to Ambien and Clonopin that still didn't provide relief for her health issues. I hated the way I felt the next day after taking Ambien. I hated how much I had to take my Clonopin because I was having so many anxiety and panic attacks, Wallace said. The worst thing I've done using cannabis is play video games and laugh too hard, which is way different than other drugs. Supplementing prescriptions with cannabis, in both edible and transdermal patch form, helped Wallace sleep better, process her emotions and make progress with therapy. Adding cannabis and eliminating Ambien removed her insomnia entirely, Wallace added. She admitted to struggling with pill dependency in the past, adding that she never felt that level of dependency or addiction when using cannabis. There are experiences people are having that show that cannabis is working, that it's helping people progress coupled with their therapy, Wallace said. While there are anecdotal stories praising the benefits of cannabis use to help with veterans' medical issues, the substance has yet to be legalized at a federal level. As of May, 36 states in the U.S. have approved cannabis for medical use, with 18 states legalizing cannabis for recreational use, including Colorado. The VA acknowledges the growing interest in cannabis use for treating PTSD and other mental health issues, but doesn't approve of them. The agency warns of increased risk of substance use, anxiety and exacerbated PTSD. Still, the VA sees some benefits to cannabis-derived treatments. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough participated in a Q&A for Veterans Day, where he spoke of being personally moved hearing anecdotes from veterans on the efficacy of medical cannabis. McDonough acknowledged the limitations and restrictions that the VA can do because of the Schedule I classification, but would look for options through the rest of the federal government. Right now, under current law and policy, we cannot be in a position to get those medical cards to veterans. In order to get to a point where we would give those cards, we're going to need both a change of policy, which I'm looking at, as well as a change of law, McDonough said during the panel. Peter Marcus, VP of Communications for Terrapin Care Station, recommended anyone interested in pursuing cannabis to start with extremely low doses, particularly when using cannabis in edible form. Marcus emphasized that Terrapin Care Station and its staff were not medical professionals and cannot offer medical advice for either recreational or medicinal cannabis users, only offer anecdotes and personal experience. Cannabis can have differing effects based on personal biochemistry, Marcus said, adding that cannabis users have a personal responsibility to communicate with their dispensary workers, doctors and therapists in addition to managing their own dosage. We're very careful to point out to veterans experimenting with cannabis for PTSD, especially if they aren't talking to a physician, that there is a potential for heightened anxiety if you don't find the right formula and start low, Marcus said. In the end, there is a level of personal responsibility. Urging caution with all substance use, Hayes and the VA offer alternatives to prescription medications including acupuncture, massage, tai chi, yoga and a multitude of therapies. Cadwell echoed those alternatives as well, highlighting organizations like Healing Warriors in Fort Collins and its non-narcotic approach to veteran healing. There are a lot of different solutions out there, Cadwell said. There is support out there and the VA has a substance abuse program as well. Correction. Cammie Cadwell was incorrectly identified as VCP Director of Development. Cadwell's title is Director of Veteran Services. The article has been updated with this information.